Probably the senator that has spent the most time in the past 5 years on high-speed rail than anyone else in this legislature. In 2007, I began to hold hearings as the chair of Senate Transportation and Housing on what were the issues around high-speed rail. I shepherded AB 3034, which was Assemblymember Galgiani's bill, through the Senate, which was the implementing language to put high-speed rail on the ballot to become Proposition, I believe it was 1A, on the 2008. And since then, I've held or participated both here in Sacramento, throughout the Central Valley, throughout the peninsula, throughout Southern California. I've participated in somewhat of 10, maybe somewhere short of 15 hearings throughout the state on high-speed rail. I have challenged the High-Speed Rail Authority to come up with a business plan that really is accurate and provides for us the true risks and the true analysis of high-speed rail. I challenged them to provide, along with the legislative analyst and the state auditor, I've challenged them to come up with a financial plan that really lets us know in the legislature how much will high-speed rail cost the people of California. I've also challenged their ridership numbers and challenged the fact that many decisions are being made about routes and where we spend the money, not based upon the best financial and ridership data that's available, but on political decisions in terms of who wants projects to start in their area, what I consider self-interest trumping communities of interest. Over the last year and a half, I'm proud to say that the High-Speed Rail Authority and the plan that they put forth has changed greatly. It is much, much better. It is much more responsive to the needs of the people of California. But I am disappointed that I today stand before you and I cannot support the plan. And it is the plan that I cannot support, not the concept of high-speed rail, which I have always fought for. It is this appropriation that's before you. It is the appropriation that appropriates approximately 75% of the monies before us, $3.7 billion, we're going to be appropriating of state money, bond money, $3.3 billion of federal ARRA funds. 75% of that money will be spent in the Central Valley. I have nothing against the Central Valley, but the concept was to link the Central Valley to the urban areas to benefit all parts of the state, not to create a stranded asset in the Central Valley alone. I think that this plan, by placing its emphasis, is what the legislative analyst, what the high-speed rail own people say in their own peer review, this is a high-risk strategy to put all our resources and funding in a place that does not have independent utility right away. I support greater independent utility. I support a lower risk strategy than this strategy. And I hope that when I say, while I am not supportive today of this plan, I hope that I'm proven wrong. I hope that by engaging in a high risk strategy, which I believe that we're doing, that the outcomes and the additional resources come to be provided to the state. I am concerned that that is not yet in place, and for that reason, I cannot support this plan today. Thank you.